Ndewendiachi komando. Nchimanyi mbundiachi komando enzira wape. Na yakati bamenye nzira wa. Nzira ku street. Bazira ku street. Ochitegera. Nzira ku street. Bangenda kuba.
Bagenda bati okutijingirira. Oba bachikola batya? Tetuamanya tugenda okulaba nga kakande azene fairo. Azene fairo. Babatu gamanto yaguze ttaka kwafe yaguze kwani. Ettaka lyafu.
Witnessradio.org changes all of that.
This is Witness Radio, connecting indigenous and local community voices.
Do you want to tune into Witness Radio? Go to Play Store on your phone, type Witness Radio. You will see the application, download it, and start listening to Witness Radio. You can also visit our website on www.witnessradio.org. Click live on your PC's right hand, then click the button in the middle. Then listen to Witness Radio and learn all issues about land and environmental protection.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
Good morning, Uganda. Good morning, Africa. Thank you for tuning in to The Dawn right here at Witness Radio, connecting local and indigenous communities across the globe. You can listen to us online at www.witnessradio.org or by simply visiting the Google Play Store, type in Witness Radio, and click on Install to download the Witness Radio app. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms on X, formerly Twitter, at Witness Radio, Facebook, Witness Radio Uganda, and Instagram at witnessradio.org. For any interactions or comments, you can chat with us via our WhatsApp, which is 256-74-59-65-765, or through a direct call on +256-414-697-221. Let us have a song called Yoleng by Romeo Odong, and when we return, we shall be looking at Uganda People's Defense Forces' victory over South Sudan in Yumbe District. My name is Eunice. Good morning.
Yoleng,
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 This is Witness Radio, connecting indigenous and local community voices across the globe.
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
Welcome back from that short break. That was a song all the way from northern Uganda called Yoleng by Romeo Odong. And you're still listening to The Dawn here at Witness Radio, connecting local and indigenous communities across the globe. In the northern part of Uganda, the Uganda People's Defense Forces, UPDF, has reclaimed Fitinambaya village in Munduchaku Parish, Kochi Sub-County in Yumbe District. Well, this is after a border dispute that had erupted earlier on July 15th this year, 2025, when the UPDF soldiers accused South Sudanese People's Defense Forces of crossing 2 kilometers into the Ugandan territory, falsely claiming that the land belonged to South Sudan. After invasion, security sources say that South Sudanese soldiers hoisted their flag in the premises, harvested crops from residents' gardens, looted property, raided livestock, and worst of all, displaced over 1,000 locals after threatening them to vacate the premises that they claimed belonged to South Sudan. It is after this that the UPDF forces on July 28th attempted to peacefully resolve the dispute, a move that actually never succeeded, but met with a serious confrontation between the two forces. The confrontation resulted in death of 2 Ugandans, a UPDF soldier and a retired officer, only identified as Achopilili, and 4 South Sudanese soldiers. The conflict escalated the next day on July 29th, when four Ugandans were reportedly abducted by armed civilians believed to be from the Kuku tribe in Kajokeji. Unfortunately, on 30th July, the body of one of those that had been abducted, a 47-year-old David Mawa, a resident of Miliafe village in Munduchako Parish, was discovered in a bush just 1 kilometer away from his home. The other three abducted individuals include Yasir Aliku, Geoffrey Adiga, and Dennis Afayo. Currently, no information concerning their whereabouts has been found yet. The displaced residents are currently camping at Goboro Primary School, where emergency relief is being provided to them. Lieutenant Nasa Mene, UPDF Public Information Officer for the West Nile, speaks out about the incident.
At around 10, our forces tried to follow them, but they were nowhere to be seen. They disappeared immediately. So the forces had to relocate another force again from the previous village to the current village of where the incident happened, which is Komoro village. We left some in Fitina Mbaya. Now we have deployed half of them to Komorofe. Those villages are just in the same location. Our forces have already taken over that village. They are the one taking care of the local communities in that village of Komorofe. According to our investigation, those people are from the same force. Because when we followed them, they belong to South Sudan People Defense Forces.
However, this is not an isolated case. There have been consistent and similar border disputes. For example, in May 2022, UPDF and then South Sudanese Liberation Army engaged in a deadly exchange that led to death of four South Sudanese soldiers. Let us get into a brief commercial break, and when we return, we shall be diving deeper into the history of the dispute. You're listening to The Dawn here at Witness Radio. Good morning.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
This is Witness Radio.
On land, we not only grow food to feed our families, but also make a living.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio. Want to stay informed about land and environmental justice struggles? Tune in to Witness Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
You are still listening to The Dawn right here on Witness Radio, connecting local and indigenous communities across the globe. My name is Eunice. Good morning. Don't forget you can listen to us online every Monday to Friday at www.witnessradio.org or by simply visiting the Google Play Store and downloading the Witness Radio app. And we are still continuing with Yumbe District's border disputes that have existed for over two decades. First of all, how did this all start? Yumbe District is found in northwestern Uganda, close to the border with South Sudan. It was once part of Arua District, but became its own district in 2006. The people in Yumbe are mostly Aringa, and many have close family and cultural ties with communities across the border in South Sudan. The problems at the border between Yumbe and South Sudan trace back to colonial times. When Uganda and Sudan, now South Sudan, were under British rule, the borders were drawn without asking the local people. These borders divided some ethnic groups, meaning the same community could be found on both sides of the border. This has caused consistent confusion and conflict over land, especially since people often move back and forth across the border. When war broke out in Sudan, many South Sudanese fled into Uganda, especially into Yumbe. This brought pressure on land and resources. Some areas in Yumbe, like Kochi and Kei, have severely faced disputes over land ownership, with both Ugandans and South Sudanese claiming the same land. At times, South Sudanese armed groups have crossed into Uganda, leading to tension and fear among people. According to an article recently published by Uganda's local newspaper, Daily Monitor, Lieutenant Colonel Douglas Katondwachi of the UPDF said incursions are frequent because border villages lack a strong government presence, acknowledging the fact that the community called in for their support and they have created detachments at Fitinambaya villages. However, while the UPDF secures territory, civilians bear the cost. Social services like education are altered. For example, Goboro Primary School was shut down as gunfire made learning impossible. Additionally, local leaders estimate more than 2,000 people have fled their homes in Yumbe alone, now dependent on humanitarian support. Furthermore, food insecurity is a growing threat. Abandoned gardens mean reduced harvests, while disrupted trade cripples their economy. We're going in for a short musical break with a song called Born in Africa by Phile Lutaya. And when we return, we shall be looking at a land dispute in Bulindo, Wakiso District, on a land that covers over 500 acres and likely to displace thousands of locals. You're still listening to The Dawn, only here at Witness Radio. My name is Eunice. Once again, good morning.
Sedu.
Yes, Daddy Sam.
Have you heard what has unfolded over our land?
No. Nothing, brother. What is the problem?
I am told there's an investor who wants to take over our land. And we have been asked to vacate as soon as possible.
Hey, Daddy Sam. Who tells you? I inherited this land from my grandmother, Zabeti, 30 years ago. I can't vacate from it. Never. I can't locate anywhere else, I swear upon the living God. Come on, colleagues. You don't have to hustle and worry. We have a solution to all land issues around us. We have Witness Radio. They are here to sensitize and advocate for land rights and environmental protection. Listen to Witness Radio as it unveils all issues regarding to land use and the law regulations of land use. Witness Radio also has legal officers to advise and advocate for your rights, especially those who have been evicted from their land. And they also mediate into land wrangles. Wow! That is good news!
Do you have any information in regards to land grabbing? Or are you aware of any person who has been evicted and their property destroyed because of land disputes? Report to Witness Radio through our numbers 0414-697-221 or WhatsApp 0745-965-765. Or you can report directly to our website on www.witnessradio.org. Just click on the map, follow the direction, click on the map indicating the individuals and the land being grabbed. Click on that word, report evictions. Then report any victim of land evictions. Thereafter, search for your area of residence on that map. Click your area of residence, then a red dot will indicate. Click the red dot and fill in the form, then save your input. Don't forget to attach the picture of the grabbed land in question, then upload to send.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
Welcome back from that brief commercial break. You're still tuned in to Witness Radio, connecting local and indigenous communities across the globe. This is The Dawn, a program that runs every weekday from 5 to 6 a.m. You can catch us live by listening online at www.witnessradio.org or by simply visiting the Google Play Store and downloading the Witness Radio app. For any comments and interaction, reach out to us on our WhatsApp at +256 745 965 765. The number is +256 745 965 765. Well, the State Minister for Lands, Dr. Sam Mayanja, has said that the government is going to cancel about 400 ghost land titles that were fraudulently issued to unsuspecting buyers of plots of land in Bulindo, Wakiso district. A year-long inquiry by the Ministry of Lands discovered that the disputed plot 24 is genuine and intact, but numerous overlapping plots were fraudulently created. These ghost titles expanded a legitimate land area of over 200 acres to a ballooned size exceeding 700 acres. As a result, approximately 400 ghost land titles have been identified and will be cancelled. Dr. Sam Mayanja added that these titles will be thoroughly cleansed from the registry. Thanks to enhancements in the digital land information system, such duplication is now far less likely to occur. The report has been forwarded to Brigadier Henry Isoke, head of the State House Anti-Corruption Unit, who will ensure follow-up investigations. Focus will be on identifying and holding accountable those responsible within the Ministry of Lands and others complicit in issuing the fraudulent titles. The land dispute in Bulindo Village, Kira Municipality, Wakiso District, centers around a 559-acre piece of land located at Block 182, Plot 14, 24, 28, 31, 47, 62, 72, and 73 in Bulindo. The land is home to a Catholic church, a school, farms, and several residential houses. Tensions began in 2023 when plainclothes armed men allegedly linked to former UPDF general, Major General retired Eli Kayanja, were seen monitoring the site as numberless graders began leveling parts of the land. This sparked concern among residents and triggered investigations by multiple government bodies. It was reported that General Kayanja allegedly purchased the land in October 2023 for Ugandan shillings 111 billion from Ewan Jaffes Wagumbulizi. However, the land title reportedly did not bear his name. In a past statement, General Kayanja confirmed this transaction but has since retracted, now denying ownership. He insists he does not own any land in Bulindo and has never held a land title in that area. Hopefully, the follow-up investigation will bring some light into the unclear situation.
In Uganda, land is a valuable resource that is necessary for everyone to survive and flourish. So it is equally crucial to comprehend the land laws and policies about its appropriate usage. To learn more, tune in to Witness Radio.
Breaking the silence and elevating community voices. Witness Radio, your number one choice.
Tukaba uyu munsi tunejejwe nuko radio Witness yadusuye turanezerewe cyane rwose kimwe n'abagenzi banje nabo banezerewe birenze uko twibumva
Witness Radio
Witness Radio
Witness Radio
Witness Radio
You're listening to the Dawn at Witness Radio.
You have been a very good listener from where we started to now that we've come to the end of our show. The Dawn here at Witness Radio. However, you can listen to us every weekday from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. via our website at www.witnessradio.org or by visiting the Google Play Store and downloading the Witness Radio app. For any comments and interactions, please reach out to us on our WhatsApp at +256 414 697 221 or through a direct call on +256 745 965 765. Good morning. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio. Catch us live every Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Don't miss. See you next time.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.